Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have another rock star CyberBacker guest on the show. Ada, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. It's nice to finally meet you, Jello.
Yeah. Also a pleasure to meet you, of course. And again, thank you very much for dropping by. And we have a lot of things to do. We really, really appreciate this. So what we wanted to do was just to get to know you a bit more, of course, and to see how's everything been going with your experience with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, what did you do before you became a part of CyberBacker?
Well, before CyberBacker, I was actually a manager for 15 years. I started opening, I graduated from USD, an entrepreneurship major. Wow. And so I started my own business in 2007. I had that for, I think, 5 years. And then we closed that down when the contract expired. And then I managed our family business for the next, I think, 11. Yeah. So a total of like 15, 16 years as a manager.
Wow. Gosh, it's a lot of experience just managing people right there. Tons of experience, of course. Now, so basically, this is your first time then working virtually, just like what we're doing now. Am I right?
Yes. Also with Graveyard Shift, this is actually my first time. Yeah.
So how was the transition there, if you don't mind me asking? Was it a big change for you at all?
Well, initially, I was hesitant to join CyberBacker because I get migraines a lot when I don't have sleep. But I do have insomnia. So I was like, wait a minute. What if I was like awake at night and sleep during the day?
Yeah.
Yes. So I guess it worked for me because I realized that my brain was functioning at night more than during the day. I think it's called something like a circadian rhythm or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gosh. So I think really a lot of people really have that, right? It's really not an issue, but it's just about adapting to turning it into a strength as well.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Now, first time then working virtually, first time working the graveyard shift. Did you ever imagine yourself doing something like this before, working virtually, working at night?
Well, as for virtually, I was actually a virtual manager for most of the time because I don't go to the shop only twice a week. Mm-hmm. And then I set it up in such a way that there's internet at the shop so that I can access the Google Drive. Like the documents at home while I'm at home, and then they update it live. I can see it. So I didn't really have the need to go and also install CCTV cameras so that I can monitor my people. So in terms of virtual work, it's all good on my end, but the graveyard shift, that was the change that I had to do.
But it all worked out perfectly, right? Now, thriving, of course. Now, I forgot to ask this earlier, by the way, Ada. How long have you been with us, with CyberBacker?
I celebrated my first anniversary last January 23rd.
Wow, exciting.
So a year and a week.
Congratulations on your first
year. Thank you.
We're excited to see more, of course. Now, how did you find out, about CyberBacker in the first place? Where did you see us?
I found an ad on LinkedIn.
Okay, so an ad on LinkedIn. Shout out to our social media backers for spreading the word about CyberBacker, of course. Now, looking at that ad, what were your initial expectations or first impressions about CyberBacker?
Well, I didn't have work for a year and a half before I found CyberBacker. So for that year and a half, I've been applying to different companies as a manager, as a store manager, as a like inventory person. And then I started applying for permanent work from home jobs. Yes. CyberBacker was actually my first application.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you went through everything, then the hiring process, everything, interviews too.
Yes, I had a few interviews. Yes.
There we go. Now, talking more about that hiring process, I know it's already been over a year that you've been with us, but you still remember that hiring process. What pieces of advice would you be able to give new listeners to our podcast when going through that whole hiring process?
Well, the good thing about being in CyberBacker, you know what they say, when you embody the lifestyle, people can see it. So my friends actually saw the change in me, both mentally and professionally, how I am. Like, I'm chill right now. Like, I'm not as stressed as I used to be, because, you know, managing your own business and paying people when you don't have sales is a really big responsibility. Oh, yeah. So right now I can focus on the admin tasks and the work at hand. So I guess my advice for newly aspiring CyberBackers is to first research about the company. That's very important. It's you research about the job that you will apply for. Mm-hmm. See if it matches your skills. I mean, we have Google right now, so we can just Google. Yeah. What are the skills needed for a virtual or an admin assistant? Or like an ISA, mm-hmm. you know, so
job roles. Yeah.
Yes. Job roles. Right. So I just did the research and then I asked myself, will this work for me? And then I saw that I'm detail oriented, I'm organized, and it just fit, you know, the skills that are needed for a CyberBacker. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess do research about it and just be confident with your strengths. You know, you mentioned this earlier, like, we all have weaknesses. Sure. And it's our own responsibility to turn them into strengths.
Absolutely.
Again, yes,
it's absolutely right. Again, it's on you. Just be confident. I think the confidence part really goes a long way, because, for example, doing an interview, then you're not confident the way you answer, the way what you're saying, then it won't really be very that won't be a good interview for you, right? So again, another thing is just do research. We have our website again, that's cyberbackercareers.com. Just you can visit that, check on all the job roles, so you know what you are going to be applying for. Of course. Now, talk to me about what you do with CyberBack. What does your typical work day look like, Ada?
Well, so my job role is a CyberBacker. I am a lead manager. I do contracts as well, so transactions, and then I do social media. I do the website. That wasn't actually on my job description, but since I had the background, I told my client, "Hey, can I meddle with your website?" So he said yes, and he loved it. And then I also lead manager, transaction, and then admin.
Wow. So yes. Really all around, you're almost everywhere in your client's business then, am I right? Almost.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm also part-time.
Wow. Gosh, yes. How do you do that? A lot of things to do, little time just being part-time. But again, that's a huge success for you right there. A lot of things that you do. Now, do you see yourself staying with CyberBacker? You already have a lot of success with us. Do you see yourself staying with us for longer, more years, I mean?
Of course. I have a very good relationship with my client. We really are business partners. It's actually a nod to him as well, because he knew how to delegate. He knew what he wanted. He said that he was actually looking for someone older who has managed the business before. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and you know, I would sometimes hold him accountable for the things that he's doing. So we have that kind of relationship, and I want to be helping him in his business, whatever that may be, whether it's real estate, whether he puts up his own business, mm-hmm. whether it's just, you know, teaching him about parenting or whatever, you know, I'm all
support.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm all in.
There, I love that. All in, your client, of course. You've already built a very mutual partnership with your client, just the way you talk about it. Just span of a year. Imagine what you both can do, let's say, in another year's time, right? That's the exciting part, right? Now, one last question while I still have you here. A year, 1 week with CyberBacker. How did CyberBacker change your life, Ada?
Thank you for that wonderful question, Jello. When I came into Cyberbacker, I was, to be honest, I was lost. Emotionally, mentally, professionally, I wasn't having enough growth in all the aspects, like really all the aspects of my life. And with the joint effort of my head backer, my fund backer, and my client, I was able to grow firstly, personally and professionally, and heal as well. My head backer taught me how to value rest. That, you know, it's very important. I didn't know that rest was a thing, to be honest with you, before I came to Cyberbacker. You know, we were taught that, you know, you have to work to be successful. But 70% of productivity is actually from rest. So, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And my client facilitated what he called morning stand-ups. So for almost a year, every morning before at the start of my shift, you would do morning stand-ups, and we would ask yourselves for intentions, goals, and just random questions about reflecting on life in general. And then we would do affirmations. So the affirmations really did it for me, because my brain would be filled with negative thoughts, and the affirmation made them positive.
Right there, just a lot of growth, a lot of strength. Imagine in just a span of a year. I'm excited for you the next few months with your client, with your fund backer, with your trio, head backer, everyone that's there to support you. A lot of exciting stuff are still to be seen in the future, of course, in the next couple of months for you, Ada, I'm sure. Now, again, of course, you already mentioned this. There have been a lot of people that have helped you throughout your journey with Cyberbacker. Would you want to mention their names, give them a quick message, a shout out on the show before we end today?
All right. I'd like to say a huge shout out to my head backer, Charlotte McLean. You've been a great help. You've taught me the value of rest and self-care. For my fun backer, Samantha, Sammy, for short, I love you. You're my rock. I wouldn't have survived the long nights without you. And for my client, Dejon, I'm truly grateful and honored to be your partner in your business.
Go. Now, we are very excited to see your continuous growth with Cyberbacker, of course. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more on how to become a Cyberbacker, please don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Ada, thank you very much for dropping by, being on the show, having conversation. I really had fun talking to you today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jello.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.